Good morning and welcome to the Paul Green Comedy Podcast. It is April 30th, 2024, and this is episode 153, everybody. This is the last day of April. My gosh, this year is just flying by. We are already 4 months in. We're a third of the way done with the year, and I am not quite to the halfway point of my goal to do 365 podcasts in a row because I'm a crazy person. So I am back home in Phoenix after a long, very fun trip to Hollywood, Los Angeles, California, where I was accompanying the very talented magic comedy improv duo, The Charlatans. And I was so fortunate to get to talk to them yesterday. And it was just a really fun experience. So now that I am back in town, I had a bit of an interesting turn of events that happened yesterday. I'm going to have to be a little vague about the details because there's some sensitivity involved here. So I'm going to kind of be vague about a couple of the details and a couple of the individuals involved. By the way, this is nothing bad. Just in case you're wondering, oh, is this salacious? No, it's actually really good news. And also a very interesting thought. So I'll just word it this way. I had submitted to a talent agency in Los Angeles and had not really heard back from them. However, a buddy of mine who is also an actor in LA also submitted to the same talent agency. And come to find out, they had signed him yesterday. And they hadn't really even returned my messages. So that's kind of the vague framework that I want to do to set up what this occurrence meant to me. So anyway, when he called me and let me know that he got signed by this agency that I had also submitted to and actually had connected him to, he said something interesting. He said, yeah, you know, they wanted to talk to me. I talked to them on the phone and they looked at my resume and they just said, yeah, this is a no-brainer. So come aboard. And that, what that phrase there, like signing you is a no-brainer. So when he submitted, this agency went, this guy is a no-brainer. When they saw my submission, they thought, this guy is going to take some brain work. This guy is a brainer. This guy is a no-brainer. So we're going to go with the no-brainer. And so it really got me thinking about that idea of how am I presenting myself? How am I showing up, or how do I appear to individuals who I potentially want to work with? And have I done enough work to be so clearly a good option that when they look at me, they go, that guy's a no-brainer. Oh, yeah. He's got all his ducks in a row. He's got everything that you need. And why wouldn't we sign this person who is now available for a representation? So it was a very interesting experience to go through. And By the way, I had this conversation with my friend who got signed while I'm driving home from LA. So I have like 6 hours of just I-10 mind-numbing road ahead of me to process this. I ended up calling a good friend of mine as well just to talk through what I was thinking, because I wasn't discouraged at all. I wasn't bitter. I was actually thrilled to death for my buddy who got signed by them, and was actually glad that I actually helped facilitate that a little bit. So even though they didn't sign me, I helped facilitate somebody else who I care for greatly to get an agent. And then I just had to look at myself like, well, what am I really up to here? And what is it that I am actually putting out there to where a talent agency would just look at me and just kind of pass? In that specific, it's a little bit more detailed than that. I do have a Hollywood agent commercially, but not theatrically. So it was a good little lesson for me, a good little like nudge of going, yeah, Paul, what are you really up to? And then I also started to think, well, in what aspects of my life am I the no-brainer? And it's like, oh, well, you know, working with the JP's Comedy Club, like that was a no-brainer for them. Like I was the no-brainer in their scenario. Or starting that podcast with my buddy Josh Novi, was he just called me up and was like, yeah, I want to work with this guy. So in those contexts, I was the no-brainer. I was the very clear choice or the very clear option based off of how I had shown up and how I had prepared and what ducks I had in a row to present myself in those situations to further opportunities and to further these relationships in that regard. So yeah, it was a really interesting experience to just see the very clear contrast between, you know, in that little scenario, who is the very clear, easy choice and who is the not so, we're not, you know, there's something, this guy just isn't what, you know, these aren't the droids that we're looking for, right? And I was actually proud of myself, because I think there's a opportunity there to maybe be bitter about that or to be, they should have, blah, blah, blah. I'm going, well, no, they shouldn't have. Because if I was a no-brainer and I was the clear choice, they would have. And so I don't even really, I'm not even processing it through that lens. I'm processing it through the lens of, if that is what I'm really seeking, how do I need to show up and prepare myself so that I am the very clear no-brainer choice in that scenario? And if that is what I'm really going for, then what do I need to do to be in that situation? And if it's not what I'm really going for, then what am I really going for? And how do I need to show up better in those situations? And I think a lot of it also just has to do with what's really exciting to me right now. And what's really exciting to me is producing this new show that I will be producing at JP's Comedy Club coming up here in a couple of weeks. And just knowing that there's going to be some things that go well with that, some things that don't go well. You know, it's a new thing. Anything that's new almost never hit the first time out of the gate. You know, you got to show up, give it a try, see what happens, adjust, start to build a brand. And I'm really excited to be on that journey with the people who have looked at me and just said, oh yeah, in this context, Paul's our guy. Paul's the no-brainer choice in this situation. And let's dive in and see what happens. So So all that happened yesterday on the drive home from LA on the I-10. So happy for my buddy who you know, got that opportunity, so happy to be a part of it. And then while I was driving home, I actually called my dear friend Elizabeth Pitt, who has been on the podcast before, who is incredible. And she and I talked that out for about 3 hours and just had the most incredible conversation. And I'm so grateful to have these people in my life. And my buddy who I was staying with in LA just pretty much gave me an open invitation to stay at his place anytime I'm in Los Angeles. He even let me make a copy of his key and just said, yeah, just in case I'm out of town, make a copy of my key so that if you need to come into town and I'm not here, you know, you can stop on by. And, you know, that just means so much to me that I have these relationships with these individuals who mean so much to me and who aren't trying to get anything for me. And I'm not trying to get anything from them other than just to help and support each other. And it's a tremendous blessing, and so grateful for everybody here in the Phoenix area, and for Josh and for Jim and for Lauren, who are all excited to be producing a new show idea here in Gilbert, and starting to see how that goes and what will happen. It's a new approach. It's something that I've never done before. It's not a new, it has been done by other people, the format that we're going for. But it's not anything that I've tried before. And the show concept in and of itself is somewhat unique. I'm not seeing anybody else approaching the topic quite like we are. So a lot of very exciting things happening, and just so glad to be back here in Phoenix, back moving forward. I have been trying to write. I haven't really come up with a new bit, but I did rewrite an old bit. So here's my rewrite of an old bit. So I recently was in a relationship, and it moved very fast, but we were actually engaged, and I ended up leaving the relationship because it was so bad. And really the only way that I could describe that experience is if you've ever heard anybody describe like a near-death experience, that's exactly what I went through. If you've ever heard anybody be like, oh yeah, I was whitewater rafting in Colorado and I got thrown off the raft and I got pulled under the waves and I was struggling to get to the top and I saw my whole life flash before me and then everything went black. That's kind of what it felt like. The only difference is when I was drowning in the water also really wanted me to know that it was my fault. So I have no idea if that's how I'm going to end up doing it on stage, but that is a rewrite of a joke that I have been, a bit that I've been doing for a little while, but I've been doing very differently. And that is my rewrite based off of the new format and the new style of writing that I'm trying to now adapt and improve upon. So let's see. I think I had... Did I do this one? This isn't a brand new bit. I had kind of done this before, but I've never really tried to present it. So the bit is pretty much, I don't really think chiropractors are a thing. Just because I know in my experience, no matter what I tell a chiropractor the problem is, they do the exact same routine. Doesn't matter what I say. Just like I could go in there and be like, oh yeah, my neck's kind of sore. They'll go like, no problem. And then they'll crack my neck, my back, and my hips. I go like, yeah, my back's sore. They crack my neck, my back, my hips. I feel like I could go in there with a gunshot wound and they'd be like, go ahead and lay down face first for me. Oh, yep, this leg looks a little short because of that gunshot wound. Let's go ahead and do the neck, the back, and the hips. All right, that's it. All right, everybody. So That is the update here from Poggering Comedy. I hope all of you are doing well. And yeah, maybe start thinking about in your life, in what areas are you the no-brainer clear choice and why? And can you see why in that situation you're so clearly it? And then if there's something that you're wanting that isn't happening for you, or that you say that you want, and you're clearly not the no-brainer choice, then I think that's an opportunity to see how you can close that gap. What work can you do? What ducks can you get in a row? What effort can you put in to become the no-brainer? Just to become, oh, yep, that's the person we want to work with. That's the person we want to synergize with. That's the person we want to support. So that is what I have been thinking about since coming back to Phoenix. And I hope that is helpful, if it is. So that is all for today. So this is April 30th, 2024, episode 153 of the Paul Green Comedy Podcast. I hope you're all doing well. I love you all so much. Thank you for listening, and I will talk to you tomorrow.